20XX. War was beginning. A dark overlord known as the Suit rules the Minnesota Territory with an iron fist, with an army of Viking bikers to enforce his will. In the Minnesota Bank Stadium, a crowd is gathered. Fists raised, and the mob shouts to the sky. Around the faded remains of the 50-yard line, a ring of Vikings rev their engines and circle the last hope of the people of Minnesota. He is our hero. That's Tommy. He used to work on the docks. This is our hero, the Bike Kid.
Send in the Bike Kid. Send in the Bike Kid. Right now. Right now. Send in the Bike Kid. Send in the Bike Kid.
I'm in here, and you probably want to know how I got here, or not, but this is my story, so I gotta tell you, right? Anyway, it's like this. I wasn't always the Bike Kid. This story goes way back to when I was just a regular teenager, trying to make a dime and get everyone's newspapers delivered on time. And in Minneapolis, we know something about the time. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself in a lesson for how to deliver papers.
Tell them, Bike Kid.
Mr. Stevens, here's your paper.
Mrs. Thompson, here's one for you.
Everybody on my paper route gets those stock quotes and the funnies too. Doesn't matter if it's raining.
Me and my crew got a job to do.
We're paper boys
and paper girls.
Paper boys.
Job, but somebody's gotta do it.
A big race came to town with a grand prize big enough. I'd win and go to school, get a good job and stuff. I could learn a useful trade, do more than ride a bike. Major in technology, maybe minor.
His pace. He didn't need that money, just wanted
hero spent the next few years straightening the curves and flattening the hills. Beats all you ever saw. No, sorry. I did it again. That was those Duke boys. Anyway, this is where you'd expect a training montage, switching between the scenes of the kid racing motorcycles and Todd studying for his MBA. But we have no idea how to convey that without video. So instead, here's 8 bars of Vince DiCola's training montage from Rocky IV.
In Minnesota, and not just regular things like people coming to visit the biggest wall of twine. A mysterious figure called The Suit had appeared on the political scene and rose to power in time with promises of bringing Vikings back to the north. At first, people thought he was crazy, but then the Vikings' jobs really did start happening. The Minneapolis Craigslist was chock full of listings for raiding parties. Next thing you knew, anyone who could drive or ride a motorcycle while swinging a sword or an axe had guaranteed work pillaging and looting neighboring towns. And it turns out, Vikings vote. So the next thing we knew, a guy who literally called himself The Suit and ran on a platform of enslaving most of the population was voted in as governor.
Who could save Minnesota?
The Viking.
But who is the Viking? I never kept up much with politics, but when the Suit's Vikings started turning up at races, I had to take notice. Mostly because it's hard to ignore it when other racers have axes. Well, I kept winning anyway. It was around then people started calling me Bike Kid. I spent what should have been my senior year of college outriding one crisis after another, until...
Why is this crowd so?
that worked.
Who sent you?
Todd.
I was crushed. I hadn't heard from Todd since the day of the big race. I always sort of knew he was the one who had sabotaged my bike, but I never would have thought it would come to this. Why was he sending Vikings after me? How did he even have Vikings to send? I'd heard that after he graduated, he'd taken a job working for the suit. Maybe he was in even deeper than I thought. I felt like I'd been hit by a truck. All of a sudden, biking seemed a lot less exciting. I knew I had to do something. I had to go and confront him. So our hero set out on a road trip to Suit Suites at the old stadium. Too devastated to even look at the bike, he packed up his car and drove. Oh yeah, I'd been riding bikes so long, I forgot I never actually learned how to drive.
Thank you.
The suit's gone and his Vikings, they're all unemployed. Cause Bikid and Todd have freed Minnesota from them.
So yeah, that's it. That's my story, how I became the Bike Kid. I started as a paperboy and lost my best friend, and then got him back again, and we battled a comic book supervillain. I guess all that's left now is to play some dramatic music and roll the credits, right? Dang, nice tacos. Can we get a choir? Yeah, that's nice. But you know what this story really needs? Some 1980s electronic drums and synthesizers.